This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the phone with Johnny Jones.
Wait a minute, play my music too.
Okay, that's Intern Anthony. And this is Intern Anthony's theme song.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, Tari Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
Again, that's my song too, Anthony, so. This is pretty incredible. On the phone with John Mangione and the internship, we're doing a little collaboration today.
You know, this has never been done before in the history of any podcast that's ever been broadcasted before.
Today we have very special guests with us.
That's right. Staten Island's Impractical Jokers are on the phone with John Mangione and getting college credits on the internship with Intern Anthony.
So what do you say, Anthony? Should we call Sal, Q, and Murr right now?
Let's do it.
Hey, John, how are you?
Intern Anthony's here with me as well.
What's up, guys?
So are you guys all together right now, or are you calling from different areas?
We're all sitting on each other's shoulders.
Just stacked one on top of the other.
Listen, I'll tell you, Johnny, you know what? People don't know this, but people ask us sometimes, like, we stay together, and we tell them, yeah, we sleep in a triple bunk bed.
Roommates. That's what happens when you have a TV show. You have to live together in the same bunk.
I feel like the Black Eyed Peas all sleep in bunk beds.
So, speaking of sleeping in bunk beds, I want to talk. So, you guys on tour, I want to know what that looks like. Like, are you in three separate buses?
Yeah, what does that look like for you guys? Your brothers, you've been doing this for years.
When we started the tour, we used to share one room together. We'd have two double beds, and one of us would be sleep on the floor, and just to save money. And now we still sleep in the same room, but we use one bed only.
We're like the grandparents from Willy Wonka.
And with no pillow divider in between you guys just cuddle up?
Yeah, of course.
So now I know when you're on tour, you probably have just all day long to kill time. You're just waiting for that like 9 p.m. What do you guys do to kill time in a random city besides, you know, smoke weed and drink?
We actually are not big on that. We're like the least party people on the road. We do like escape rooms. We go shopping. We'll go see a matinee movie where the prices are lower. Like, that's really our tour existence. And I'm not lying. It's not a joke in that sense.
Did you actually do an escape room? Like, I need to actually know if you three of you did a real escape room together.
I am not kidding.
Absolutely. We love escape rooms. And we love outlet malls, too.
Yeah. I know that must sound, it must sound like a joke. It is a God's honest truth. We look up where the outlet mall is, the escape room. We go. It's so delightful. Like, I look as forward to an afternoon with my friends as I do to the show at night.
How wholesome. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, we say it all the time. We have the most boring back room. Like, you come to our back room, there's no partying, there's no anything. It's just everybody hanging out, like, watching TV.
Case in point, we had Post Malone as a guest on Impractical Jokers, and we went to see him at Madison Square Garden the next day. We're hanging out backstage with Post Malone and his, like, kind of
his family and friends. And that was a very different backstage than the Practical Joker store. It was beer pong, liquor, whole fridges of Bud Light. For us, we have one charcuterie tray, a loaf of bread, and two Cokes, and one Diet Coke.
You guys are drinking kombucha, and Post Malone is like pounding tequila, yeah. You guys have been on the air for so many years, and it never gets old.
Literally never. I mean, if I'm in a bad mood, I'll go on YouTube and just type in Impractical Jokers clips. I got to tell you guys, some of my best memories growing up are where my mom and dad would be in their room, my sister would be in her room, I would be in my room, we'd all be watching Impractical Jokers live, and you'd hear the laughter, like, just shouting from every single one of the rooms. Those are some of my best memories.
Oh, wow, man. Thank you so much. Thank you for watching it. And not getting sick of it.
No, and that's the thing. It's like, but for me, I'm watching it and I'm thinking, so after season three, you guys start to get fame. People know who you are. I know you have to go overseas. How did you deal with doing Impractical Jokers while people are recognizing you on the street?
We had to get creative. It got exponentially more difficult each year. But we kind of had to figure out ways. By this time, we employ so many people and have so many strategies. We could write a book on how to do it. You know, first and foremost, though, it's in New York City. So even if someone knows us, for the most part, you know, we're going to catch someone who doesn't. So
right.
It's just a matter of staying the course and just making sure, you know, that because, you know, you wouldn't believe when someone recognizes us, there's people that try to act like they don't. And if you're listening, those people, you can always tell immediately that when they know it. Because something happens psychologically where they can't even pretend to be themselves anymore.
Right.
It's actually a really funny thing. They're like, hello. Then you start talking all proper and everything. They try to be on their best behavior. And it's like, I know you know who I am.
Right. And the bit's ruined, but they want to go along with it.
I wanted to talk to you guys about how humble you've stayed over the last 10 plus years and the show being on, because I've met you in person before, and they always say don't meet your heroes because then you'll be disappointed about what they're like in real life. Every one of you and there could be 45 people around, and you will put your arm around everybody, take the selfies, talk to them for a couple of seconds, and act like you're friends, like you know us. How do you stay so humble after 10 plus years of amazing success?
Wow, I mean, thank you for saying that, and please make sure that you air this part of the interview, please.
Yes, yes.
Hear that.
I mean it.
Dude, people are nice, man. People are just nice to us. Like, nobody comes up to us who comes up and like, yo, the show stinks. So it's just like, I don't know, it's like, it's kind of humbling to be on the receiving end of that much positive energy mm-hmm. on a near constant basis.
Yep.
So, you know, it's kind of the only response you could have, really. Would you say, yeah. Guys? I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to answer, but I have to go. I have lunch with Kim Kardashian, but it's nice.
Sal, it's so funny that you said that because, Sal, like 10 years ago, maybe like 9 or 8 years ago, we were in JFK at the same time together, and we're both getting on the same flight. Me and you and my whole family's there. We're going to a big Italian wedding in Mexico, a destination wedding. Oh. And you're against the wall. You have a hoodie on. You have headphones over it. You look yep. like you do not want to be bothered.
And he probably didn't want to be bothered. And I bet you fucking fangirl.
He didn't want to be bothered at all. And my mom goes, Anthony, that's Sal Q. And I said, first of all, you're fucking it up because that's two different people on the show. And then I went up to you. I was shaking. I had a voice crack. And I was like, wait, would you mind if we took a picture? And you were like, yeah, dude, let's take a picture. That's awesome. And then everyone in JFK bothered you. So I started it. And then everyone bothered you after that.
I know this story checks out because that is my move that you just described. I got a hood on. Headphones in, I face the wall. It's not for any reason other than I just don't want to cause any, you know, like I actually make pretty good money at airports. I set up a kiosk.
The line for it's longer than the Starbucks line. I got one more question for you guys. Because Johnny and I have fought over this before. I've fought with friends over this before because I'm a huge fan of the show. There's a theory that the coffee cups
uh-oh.
Are not real. I don't know if it's true or not. I knew it.
There's a microphone in them, so we can pick up what the other people are saying.
So there was an episode.
You happy now, Anthony?
I knew I was right. There was an episode where one of you go to drink that fake coffee cup, and Q, I think you say, that's not a real coffee cup, you idiot. And it was the only time it's ever been mentioned before.
So now Anthony's calling you out for bad acting.
No, I'm not. I'm not calling anybody out for bad acting. You can put the theory to bed now. It's a fake coffee cup every time.
We call that the Danny Hollis special. Danny Hollis is our audio guy on the show. He's one of the only crew members that have been on the show since episode one.
Wow.
And he's just a genius at, like, hiding mics and stuff like that. But that one we call the Danny Hollis 2000. If you look at the cup sometimes in episodes, you'll see we write Danny Hollis jokes on it.
Wow.
Because he's just the man and we love him so much and he does a great job for us. So there you go. You uncovered something.
Look at that. So the rumor ends there.
Yeah.
Sal, Q, and Murr, we know you got to go. Thank you guys so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Peace, guys. And Sal, love the podcast.
Oh, right on, man. Thank you so much.
You guys are hilarious. All right, y'all. Have a good day.
Did you just say y'all?
I don't know if the Southern comes out sometimes.
To three guys from Staten Island?
Oh, man. That was pretty cool. They're awesome.
It was. I would do more podcasts with you if you weren't such an asshole.
Sorry about that. This has been on... That's never going to change. That's never going to... Fuck. Sorry.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.